And again, Kathy Dawes, along with Jane Blocker, she's Executive Director, American Red Cross of Northeast Kansas. Also, Melissa Lindenberger, a community volunteer leader. And again, 537-1350. If you have questions or comments today of these two ladies, I know that some training's coming up. Jane, if you want to lead off, we'll let Melissa kind of fill in too.
Sure. We have a training that's going to happen on Friday night, June the 23rd, from 5 to 9, and then all day Saturday, June the 24th. That is called our Everyday Heroes Boot Camp. We are doing a disaster volunteer push here in the Riley County area, and we are hoping to recruit lots of new disaster volunteers who are going to be able to respond for us in times of crisis. But the best thing about this training is you get all the classes that you need in just a day and a half. Most of our volunteers that sign up to be responders, you know, most of the classes are offered online, and it can take them a couple of months to complete all of the courses. We're doing this in a very condensed version for Friday night and all day Saturday. So if they can invest that time with us, they can hit the ground ready and be ready to respond as soon as the course is completed. The training is broken down into several different classes: psychological first aid, client casework, sheltering and feeding, a lot of the fundamental courses that you need to have under your belt before you respond. But, you know, they can go from zero training to hero training in just a day and a half. We have several volunteers in this area who do respond, but they can't do all the work. And, you know, with fires and other disasters, it's feast or famine. We can go for a long time without getting any call to respond, and then we're inundated with calls. So we want to make sure we always have a good number of volunteers who can answer that call when it does come in. So all they have to do to sign up for that training is they can call our office at 785-354-9244, or they can contact the coordinator for that course, and that is Ariane Messina, and that's A-R-I-A-N-E dot Messina, M as in Mary, E-S-S-I-N-A, at redcross.org. And she can get you signed up. The training is free of charge.
Melissa, I would think, you know, while some of it may just be common sense as a volunteer, I'm sure you learn things, new things all the time. It would seem like it would be very rewarding and kind of interesting, really, to learn some of these things.
Yes, I've taken all of these classes either at a boot camp or online, and I was just thinking I should do it again. It would be great just to have that reminder again, because it's been a couple years for me. A lot of these things are things that you would use in normal daily life anyway, and so even if you weren't going to be a disaster volunteer, this would be a great way to open the door to opportunities with Red Cross and to learn more about what we do.
And, you know, the psychology aspect I thought you mentioned, that's becoming important.
That is a huge component of what we do, that compassionate care, saying the right thing at the right time, giving that comfort to those folks that have been impacted. It makes a big difference in their ability to recover. But we hope we get a lot of folks that are out there that are interested in the training. It's going to be held at the library downtown, and the minimum age is 18. And, you know, our volunteers range in age from 18 to about 78, everything in between. So, you know, you can volunteer as many or as few hours as your schedule allows. So we're excited to offer that here in Manhattan and hope that we have a good response.
Do they need to bring anything with them?
No, absolutely not. We provide everything that they will need, and then they'll get their certification at the end of the course. And again, it's Friday night from 5 to 9, and then Saturday from 8 to 5, June 23rd and 24th, right here in Manhattan.
Melissa, you'd mentioned earlier that there for a time you and your husband were just the two of the main ones that were doing a lot of the volunteer work. Are we low on volunteers, and especially certain times of the year? I think summer months when all the we're doing okay?
Yeah, I think we're doing a lot better now. We've been able to bring in a lot of local volunteers. The outreach that we do once in a while at community events has really helped. And I know we have a lot in the Junction City area as well, and that's really helped to boost our Manhattan area.
We've had, you know, a lot of large apartment fires in this area the past year. We had two major apartment fires, in fact, at the same complex in Junction City. And then we had a large one here in Manhattan. And so we're really blessed that the volunteers who do live in this area are able to be there like within an hour and a half max, and, you know, hit the ground and help those folks that have been impacted. So we're really proud of our response rate.
Well, and that's good to know. And the reason I asked the question I did is I know with some of the other groups that rely so heavily on volunteers, sometimes the summer months when a lot of the college kids aren't around, I didn't know how much you relied on that type of folk to help you out.
Here in Manhattan, we have a few students that are volunteers, and they'll leave for the summer. But fortunately, the majority of our volunteers live here year-round, so our response is not really impacted in the summer.
Go ahead. You had something more you wanted to add?
I wanted to promote another training that we're going to have here in Manhattan on July the 26th. And that is going to be at the Riley County Powerhouse, and this is called MARC Training. It's Multi-Agency Resource Center Training. And a MARC, for short, is what we open up a few days following a big disaster, where anybody who's been impacted can come to one place and get all the resources and help they need. We usually set it up in a community room, but there are about, I'd say 15 to 20 different organizations that are represented there. And it's sort of one-stop shopping for the clients that we are serving so that they don't have to travel multiple places to get the help that they need. But that training is going to be on July the 26th, and you can contact our office and at 785-354-9230 to register for that free training. The audience we're looking for are nonprofit organizations that are active in disaster response. It can also be ministerial alliance organizations. Anybody that provides help. Sometimes utility companies will come. If folks are having trouble getting their utilities, turn back on. But we've had a lot of MARCs set up. With the wildfires in Hutchinson, we had a MARC set up there at the fairgrounds within 2 to 3 days following the disaster. We had one set up in the Eureka and the Mulvane area last year with the flooding and the tornado that they experienced. But it's a full-day training, and it's really interesting. And it's just good training to have under your belt because you never know when you have to set one up, and all these resources come together to serve the community.
I've been saying you're with Northeast Kansas, but you do help out with other disasters
around
the state.
Well, we're all one Red Cross, mm-hmm. Kathy, so we go everywhere. So our jurisdiction here, including Riley and Geary County, is pretty much the northeast part of the state. We serve about 19 counties, but we go everywhere. We don't follow boundaries and lines so much. We deployed a lot of volunteers to help with the wildfires in the Hutchinson area in South Central Kansas. I mean, we go everywhere.
Blood drive time. Another thing we always think of when we think of American Red Cross is giving blood, and I guess we want to mention a few dates that way too.
Well, we just completed a very successful drive here in Manhattan this week on Tuesday and Wednesday. I wanted to urge folks to sign up for one that we have in Wamego on Tuesday, June the 6th. We have very generous banks in the Wamego area that have all donated financially, and we will give $600 away to the church with the highest percentage of donors at that drive. And the church then can use that pot of gold for anything they'd like an ice cream party. They can help parishioners in need. They can put it towards their building fund. Anything that they would like to spend it on, they can. And it's a great way to help your church and help hospital patients in need as well. It's going to be held at the Mount Calvary Lutheran Church at 17535 Say Road from noon to 6. If you're interested in donating, just call 800-RED-CROSS.
What a nice way to kind of reward somebody for getting the folks out to give blood. That's,
absolutely.
That's
unique. You know, everybody likes a little incentive, a little prize that can be obtained. So we're excited that the banks have stepped up to provide those donations for us.
Anything else on blood drives, Melissa, you're wanting to add and the importance of giving blood? And I think a little bit further down the road, we have Battle of the Badges starting to come together too, which is always a lot of fun.
Yes, that's true. I just gave blood a couple days ago here in Manhattan, and we had on the table a sign up for the Battle of Badges, and so that's already getting off to a good start. That's going to be July 24th and 25th. July 24th is my birthday, so I told my husband this is my birthday present, is we're going to go give blood together again. And he's kind of gotten used to being drug along, and he likes to be able to do it and help out as well. So this is something that, as a couple, we found that we can go do together. And giving blood is super important. I'm B negative. Only 2% of the population is B negative, and so it's important for me to be able to go and give that. And if you think you haven't been able to do it in the past and you want to try again, please do so. There were a few years that I wasn't able to give blood, and I was able to go back and do it again. And so it's very important for our community and for anyone who's needing blood because of an accident, because of cancer treatments, because of whatever the reason might be. And people from newborns to elderly need blood. So this is something that's constant, and we all can reach out and help in that way.
Anything else to add, Jane, when we're talking about some of these different blood drives? Or,
well, to piggyback on what Melissa just said, you know, 1 pint of donated blood has the potential to save 3 lives. I've always felt like donating blood is the easiest, most significant thing you can do to impact somebody else's life. And you're giving them another birthday, another anniversary to celebrate, another Christmas or other holiday to celebrate. And it's so easy. And now, thanks to our blood app, you can trace where your donation actually ends up. You can get feedback within a few days of where your blood ended up going. And it's very gratifying.
Well, thanks to both of you for coming by today. Any other highlights that we want to emphasize before you leave, Melissa?
I think that's good for me.
Jane?
We are always looking for new volunteers. Volunteers make our work possible. Go to redcross.org if you're interested in joining our ranks. And we will. There's a simple form you need to complete, and then we will be in touch and get you trained and onboarded and engaged with our mission.
Well, thanks, Melissa. It's something else.
I was going to say, if you don't know what you can do, we've got lots of ideas for you. And when you fill out that form, it asks what your interests are. So there's always somewhere that you can help.
Well, thanks to both of you for stopping by today. Again, we've had with us Jane Blocker, Executive Director, American Red Cross of Northeast Kansas. Also, Melissa Lindenberger, Community Volunteer Leader in the area. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to have some folks from Pawnee Mental Health and also the Women's Health Group. They have a new partnership they're going to be talking about. We have Katie Tackman and also Lance Holler will be in with us to talk about that. You're listening to In Focus.
Your KMAN Morning Show has been brought to you by your locally owned Mary Maids. A clean that measures up. Relax. It's done.
At Little Apple Honda, what's the best buy? Well, Kelly Blue Book says Civic, Accord, and Pilot are tops in their class, but fit HRV.